Yep. It's about to happen. Come on, man. Let's do this. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. It is me, your man Ken, your man KLH, here in the studio. You are kicking it with Ken. Some of you may wonder why I say KLH. Those of you who know me know what it is. Let me explain for those of you who don't. My name is Kenneth Lyle Harge. When I started getting into music real heavy, I wanted to have a nickname, and my initials seemed to have a nice flow to it. So I ran with KLH. Lots of people still call me that, and I'm kind of partial to it in a way. And that's why I refer to myself as KLH. All right. So I'm glad to have you all here today. I know you have a lot of choices of what you can do with your time. I'm glad you decided to spend a little time with me. So today the topic is don't die with your music still in you. I say again, don't die with your music still in you. Okay, going to be drinking a lot of water. Seems like that's what it is. Whenever I start talking a lot, my voice gets irritated, but I'm still here for you. Don't die with your music still in you. That is a phrase that was coined by the late, great Wayne Dyer. And it can mean a lot of things. It can mean an infinite number of things, actually. It is not necessarily talking to musicians who have music in them. It is talking to anyone who has anything of substance, anything important in them. And I am here to tell you that everybody has something in them that the world would benefit from if they expressed it. In fact, they would benefit from it. You all would benefit from it individually if you express it. Now, I am a musician, and so it is important to me to get my music out of me. I am a writer. It is important to me to get my writing out of me. You may be an architect. You may be an artist. You may be a bodybuilder. You may be a race car driver. Whatever it is, whatever is important to you, you should express it. You should express it fully and get it out of you. Why? Because the world is a better place when we all give to it what it is that is special in us. When we offer that special thing, that special gift, that special talent, ability, those special qualities, whatever it is that is in us, the world benefits from it when we offer it. We are better off because of the art that has been expressed and offered to the world, the music, the poetry, the entertainment of any and every variety. We are better off for it. I happen to believe that the gifts that we have are laid upon us or put in us specifically so that we could offer them to the world. Now, the other benefit is what comes back to us. We feel more fulfilled. We feel more validated. We feel more self-confident when we offer our talents to the world and then we get that feedback returned to us. Now, you're not always going to get the best kind of feedback, but it's okay. All feedback is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to improve what your quote-unquote music is. It's an opportunity to elevate your craft. And perhaps it's just a way to see if you really believe in it enough to keep on doing it. all criticism is not good criticism. So again, we will benefit the world and ourselves if we offer our music. What if you are a person who doesn't know what your music is, a person who doesn't know what their passion is? The way that some people naturally know what it is. I'm a person who I have known since I was a young child that music was really important to me. Over time, I started to understand that writing was important to me, which brings up an important point. Unless you start doing it, the thing, unless you start expressing the music, and remember, I'm not necessarily talking about literal music. I'm talking about your gifts, your special gifts that you have. Unless you start expressing them, you may never know that they are your passion. So that if you're a person who doesn't know what your passion is, one of the great ways of discovering that is to try different things. You're not going to be able to sit back on a couch with a pen and paper and figure out your passion. You're going to need to try things. It's possible you may need to try a whole bunch of things, and eventually you'll land on something that makes you feel warm inside. That it could be subtle. It could be very vibrant. It could be burning hot inside you when you experience it. But it could be subtle. And in those cases, what you can do is experiment with it. If you've never done any writing, try to do some writing and see how it feels to you. If it is race car driving, start doing some race car driving. You're not going to be able to get right into a NASCAR or Formula One car. You'd have to start small and build your way up. The point is, whatever it is, try it out. Maybe it's pottery, maybe it's sculpture, maybe it's art, maybe it's painting, maybe it's doing metalwork, maybe it's auto mechanics. Try it out. When you come across something that makes you feel a little bit warm inside, pursue it a little further. In time, you'll start to see that you may have a knack for it, right? You may start to feel that when you do it, you feel good when you're doing it. Eventually, you'll get good at the thing that is your music. It is only when you get good at a thing. I shouldn't say only, because perhaps there's some exceptions. But generally speaking, it's once you get good at something that you start to develop a passion for it. I think it's kind of hard to have a passion for something that you're just lousy at, because that makes you feel lousy. It makes you feel unfulfilled and unaccomplished. But when you start doing something and you can tell you have a knack for it, and your ability starts to improve over time, you can develop a passion for it. So the trick is to be willing to try things. And I can tell you, you might say like, well, I don't want to try a whole bunch of stuff. I can tell you that pursuing your passion is an amazingly beautiful feeling. There is nothing quite like the pursuit of your passion. It is worth every effort that you put into it. I promise you that is true. And it could be that it turns out to be something that you can make a great living at. A lot of times people say, if you want to make a lot of money, then do something you have a passion for. Sometimes a thing you have passion for needs to just be something that you do for yourself. And maybe you express it to the world. Hopefully you express it to the world. But you don't make a vocation out of it. Because sometimes when money enters into the equation, it ruins the passion for you. That is very possible. So pay attention to that. And don't think that, well, if I have a passion for it, then I have to figure out a way to make a business for it. You don't. However, it might be something that could be a great fit for you when it comes to a business. So again, try it out. See how it feels. If it feels right to you, if it feels natural to you, if it feels like this is the thing that I should be doing, then by all means, try it. If it stops feeling good to you, you can stop, and you probably should stop. But try it out. Try out different things to find your passion. And once you find something that feels good to you, pursue it. Go into it. Do it more and more. You'll enjoy the process. And ultimately, you might find something that is extraordinarily fulfilling for you and possibly even be something that you can make a great deal of money with. All right. It's another short one. I'm kind of thinking like this is going to be the vibe for a little while. Shorter conversations. I know that's kind of a funny word, even though that's at the tagline of the show. Conversations to help you live way better. So it's me kicking it with you. I hope that the things I'm saying are resonating with you. I hope that you can feel some benefit from them. If that is the case, I would sure appreciate if you would like and share this podcast. Please subscribe to it. And as always, remember, I have a newsletter that I write every single day. I believe I'm up to 113 consecutive editions of my newsletter. I'm super proud of it, just like I'm proud of this podcast. The easiest way to get to the newsletter, which is called Hello Sunshine, is to go to my website, KenHarge.com. At the top of the page, there's a link that says Hello Sunshine. Click on that and you can subscribe. It'll come to your email every single day. It is brief. It is always inspirational and it is free. And as I like to say, it's a great way to start your day off the bright way. All right. It is me, your man, KLH. Thanks so much for kicking it with me. And I am out.